So you were saying that people who keep on acting on repetitive patterns like they're kind of like their ego keeps on getting dense, you know, like it's really like we meet people and they are not able to hear, you know, like they only hear themselves, you know. There are people who really very dense in ego and kind of, you know, as if you are not speaking, you know, like they only hear only themselves, you know. So it's like he's saying like that's what happened, like people who really keep on repeating. So after like they come to conclusion that, you know, this is the life, no? Really to go for something and suffer and then have a break and again go for something and suffer and have a break, kind of. And if you tell them that, you know, there can be a different way, you know, but they really, it's not possible, you know, for them, kind of like, because ego is so dense that no possibility to open for listening. And पुनर्जन्म करी प्रोक्ता मलिना वासिना बुधई. So like बुधई means people who know, they say that's how we got caught in the cycle of karma, you know, like we say this, there is cycle of karma, so that's how kind of one keeps on following that density and the karma theory, you know, is really for people who live that way. Punar jan ankuram tektva sthita सभस्त बीजवत देहार्थ ध्रियते ज्ञात गेया शुद्धति चोच्यते. एंड he's saying like one could also not do that, you know. One could really learn and not repeat. So that's how the density is. Like open, you know, like you come to openness. And through openness, like jat gaya, you know, like a say, if I'm like very close to some, you know, like if I'm really, you know, close to Leela, you know, like really kind of, you know, almost embracing, so I will not be able to see Leela. In order to like see, you know, I need a distance. So saying like when density is not happening, you know, like you have little openness. So from openness, jat gaya, like you know what is worth to know, you know. You know that, you know, I have done this many times, you know. I need not to repeat it. At least I can do little differently that much. So saying, by giving space, by opening, you know what you're supposed to know, you know, from that. Like you learn what you're supposed to learn from the event. And Suddhati, like he's saying, like that really purified you. Purified you means like that really gives chance not to repeat yourself. So that's how slowly, slowly you purify yourself, and every time you have enough space to see things, and you are not going towards way of density, you know, like you are every time less dense, less dense.
Mm-hmm. Is he making the distinction there between desire, which is something that's going to be harmful to me, mm-hmm. the consequences of which, and then like positive action or action which will be harmful, action will which will do good to either myself or others. So like desire stems from ego,
mm-hmm.
which actually hurts me or hurts others.
Mm-hmm.
But there's another type of action, because I'm wondering, without desire, then nothing would get done. But actually, things do get done, but it's not quite desire with attachment, it's something else.
Yeah, so in the beginning he said, like, there are, like, you know, like he defined, Malina, and Suddha, like, you know, the pure kind of like open, you know, like visage from openness and visage kind of pro to me, you know, like generally kind of like when I'm pro to me, you know, I'm blind to everyone, you know, like my eyes are only open to me, you know, kind of like I, you know, like in the world, you know, like we are really watching these behaviors, you know, where, you know, it's like very difficult even to speak about those things, you know, like you know, for money, you know, like we do so many, you know, it's like not good things, you know. So that I can only do when my eyes are only open to me, you know, and close to others, you know, like this. In many, many kind of like areas, you know, like like you put on television, you know, and you see, you know, what is coming, like for the children, you know, like really, and for what, you know, to make money, you know, and for what to make money, to my children. you know, like this is the idea, you know. And those children will do what, you know, with that money. Like we don't really think about, like everywhere, you know, the same situation. So somehow, when I'm really open to me and close to the whole world, then I can do those things. And if I'm little bit open, you know, like even half open, you know, full eyes open to me, half eyes open to other side, still, you know, I will not do those things, you know, still kind of I will, you know, like when I'm really open to me and close to outside, you know, if I make 10 rupees and, you know, you lose 20 or you lose 50, I'm happy. I really don't think, you know, that you are losing 50, but I only think, you know, I'm making 10, you know, that's my way of seeing. And if I'm like little half open, so, you know, like if you are losing 12, I'm making 10, you know, I might do that. But more than that, you know, it's will be difficult. So, like, this is what, you know, see, like, really keep on getting open and appropriate behavior will come because, you know, like, you will know that this is not good, you know. Like, what I am doing is not good. So, yeah, he already said that.
When you say open, does that mean just kind of backing away and seeing all of it?
Yeah, yeah. Like, also seeing others, you know, like considering others as well as, you know, like when I'm not open, I only consider myself, you know, my own benefits. And without considering that I'm also, you know, part of the group, you know, I cannot be alone. So when that is not considered, then of course, you know, that also comes to me, like even, you know, like the whole social thing, I cannot have a way that I can avoid that, you know, like that will come to my family, to my house, you know, all those things. So when I'm really only seeing my benefits, and he's asking, being open to see how it is affecting neighborhood society. अपुनर्जन्म करणी जीवन मुक्तेषु देहिषु वासना विद्यते शुद्धो देहे चक्र इव भ्रम. एंड व्हेन वन लिव्स फ्रॉम ओपननेस, so slowly pulls are not there anymore, and liberated life happens, and like the life unfolds towards purity, and like in that purity, (clears throat) Like he's saying, like, you know, the doubts, like if there are any doubts, you know, they kind of like, they, you know, they are like in cyclone, you know, like anything is cyclone is thrown away. So saying, if any kind of doubtful thing is there, that really kind of comes like in a cyclone, kind of like really goes out, doesn't get activated. Gyat geyast uchyante jivan mukta mahadhiya jivan mukti padam prapto yatha ramo mahamati. And like that, what is supposed to know is known, and you know, life, like the, he's saying, like the great wisdom lives life, you know, life is lived by the great wisdom.
Which word do they use, he use for great wisdom?
Mahadhiya, dhi, like they generally, like they use dhi. Dhi means like light, actually. And it's kind of a you know, I think like to, you know, like the way to describe through like this, you know, these days we have like these digital cameras, digital, and there are like pixels, you know, pixels, you know, like when you through the digital camera, you know, when you store picture, it's not like a picture, you know. Is like in the form of points. So, say, like, dhi means like a maybe storing capability where pixel are not needed to store, you know. Like, it's only light, and light can do everything. Like, when you need a picture, you know, it will come out of light. But when it is stored, is no pixels, you know, no any prior effect, you know, because to store through pixels means there is a prior effect, you know. When you open, same picture will come. And when you are storing in light, you know, or not storing, you know, is like, then, like what will come, you know, is every time something different. So somehow like dhi, like they mean light, and light, I think, you know, contains everything or nothing, you know. It's like there is no content, you know, just light, and light has that capability to bring it all in front, and then when it's not needed, it's like, you know, just like this, you know.
Because earlier he was using the word prajna.
Prajna, yeah. Yeah, it's like that is like little.
Different, those two.
Yeah, like a little prior to this, you know. Like where maybe like some light pixels are there, you know. Like in prajna, it's not like pure light, you know. There is some effect of the past. And it's like a, like that he say, like prajna means like prior to no, kind of, you know. Like the state prior to no. And dhi means this light, you know, through which kind of, you know, somehow yeah, like, you know, knowing comes or whatever, you know. somehow. So, like, there is little different. Pragya means, like, is still in process to dhi.
So, dhi is kind of
the
deeper.
Yeah, dhi is like a delight. And in pragya, there will be still kind of like somehow like some effect of my perception, you know, like very, very little, but some effect of.
Word that's coming, Ajay, is illumination.
Hmm?
Do you know this word, illumination?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of coming to me from your description of tea.
Yeah. So illumination.
Yeah, but I think your explanation is better.
No, you know,
in one word.
Yeah, like, so illumination, yeah. Like, you know, having illumination. And
does that make sense? No, I'm just shaking my head now.
Because illumination has action in it. It looks like an action.
Mm-hmm.
And the emphasis is on action. Really
similar. Illumination? Yeah, then kind of
not
like you.
Idea,
yeah, like then heart is illuminated and everyone comes to embrace, you know. So, of course, he's going more and more into story, you know, kind of like maybe to so that more people can understand. And he's saying, Jivan Mukti Padam Prapto Yatha Ramo Mahamati Tate Aham Srunu Vakshyami Jara Maran Shantai. So it's saying like, you know, now I have to speak through a story of Ram, how he got liberated and I'm going to speak this story so that kind of like you can get quiet, you know. It's not, I have no interest in telling a story. My interest is so that you can get quiet, you know. Like, it's, my interest is not in the story. Kind of, I don't want to be a good storyteller. Also not that interest, you know. My interest is really, if you santai, you know, if you get quiet, you know, if you can feel that space, you know. So this is like why I will be spending this time, you see. Bharadwaj Mahabuddhe Ram Kram Imam Shubham Srun Vakshyami Tenev Sarv Gyasyas Sarvada. So, like Bharadwaj, who really like reach to dhi, you know, reach to this state of light, and speaking about the story of Ram, kind of like in a sequence, you know, like how from density to less density to kind of, you know, like that way, in a sequence. And Srunu Vakshyami Tene, listen, I'm going to speak that to you, and hope that you will keep on opening and through way of spaciousness, you will know, you know, not through way of memory, you know, not through way of words, but through way of you know, getting more spaces, more spaces. You know, that will, that way you will know. Like, kind of saying like, I'm really hoping that that will happen to you, and this is why I'm going to speak. Vidya grahad niskram ramo rajiv lochan divshan yan yad gehe leela bhir kuto bhaya. So the story is, he's saying that after having finished his academic education, you know, like he, we can say, went to university, you know, like these days, according to these days, and finished his master's and came back to home, like back, you know, after college, back home, and spent, you know, like, if you remember being in college, you know, like you really want to finish, you know, like those days, you know, you really want if education finished somehow, kind of, you know, the, those days, and then because you have some other priorities, you know, I can, I don't have, you know, if I don't have to attend the class, kind of, you know, sometimes those come, you know. So, so like that, you know, he came back and really spent some good time at home, you know, like, kind of. At gacchati kale tu palayat vanim nrpe prajas vit sokas sthitas vigat jwaram. And like this, he spent some time and also spending time with his father to see how he is taking care of the kingdom and how he is taking care of the people. And really kind of good time, spend good time. Tirth punyashramam shrenirth mutkanthitam mana ramasya abhut bhrasham tatra kadachit gunasalina. And spending good time, he asked his father that I really want to visit pilgrim places, also visit ashram, and looks like that will help my life, you know. That's what he said to his father. And really, I'm very like keen to do that, you know. That's what he said to his father. Raghavasch chinta it yav mupet charanopitu hasah padya viv navo jagrah nakh kesaro. So, when Ram was asking his father, he really was holding his feet and like a the light coming out of his body, like the way he was asking, that was like, like he was very, very sure, like very, very, like because the description is coming from this warrior class, so certainly, the lions will be kind of, the, like, for them, like, if you have this background of being warrior, then certainly what will pull your attention is lion. So he's saying he really looked like lion, and just to know that this is the background of their family. So this is why it's lion, otherwise it will be different. तीर्थानि देव स्थानानि वनानि याय तनानि च दृष्टुम उत्कंठितं तात ममेदं नाथ मानसम. सो तात इज लाइक यूज्ड फॉर फादर, आल्सो इज एक्चुअली like is a common word, like in when kind of your heart is like very full of love. Also from father's side it will be used to son, tat. It's like it represents like when your heart is so full of love, difficult to find words, so then it's like very easy kind of word, to say. So I say tat, my father. certainly from this you can feel that his heart is really full of love for his father. So like I really want to see all the pilgrim places, also divine places, also forests and my mind really feels good about it. That's what I'm feeling to do now. Tadeta marthitam purva shafalam kartum arhas na sost bhuvane nath toya yo arthi namanita. And I know that when somebody asks you, that way, like full of love, I know that you always allow. So saying like certainly looks like that you are going to allow me to go. It संप्राथितो राजा वशिष्ठेन समतदा विचार्या मुंच देवेनम रामम प्रथम अर्थिनम. सो व्हेन दिस वाज एक्सप्रेस्ड टू दशरथ हिज फादर, ही रियली listened and wanted to discuss with his family teacher Vasishtha. So he said, okay, I will discuss with Vasishtha and let you know. So certainly, you know, it's in between it is not said, so certainly they discussed and allowed Nam to. So now it's saying, Subhe Nachatra Divase Bhratar Bhai Sahraghava Mangal Lang Kritvapu Kritas Yatanu Dujai. So in certainly in a astrologically in right moment, you know, because it's kingdom, so that has to be that way. So in the right moment with the right puja, you know, with the right priests and everything, together with his brothers, Ram kind of like started for his pilgrimage. Maybe we stop here for today.